This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. One person has died and four others were hospitalized after reports of an unknown odor at a house in Denver today. Firefighters responded to a house in the city's Green Valley Ranch neighborhood. They found several people sick there. Firefighters said they detected carbon monoxide at the house, but officials say they're unsure if that's what caused the illnesses and death. A Colorado-based nonprofit that helps trans people relocate has seen what it calls a massive increase in requests for help following the election. Kira Richards leads Transcontinental Pipeline. She says Colorado has protections in place for medical care, but that's just one reason trans people are flocking to the state.
There are robust non-discrimination laws so that, you know, you can't be fired for being transgender in Colorado. And frankly, Colorado has a great track record of ignoring the federal government, which I think gives people a bit of faith in relocating here.
Richard says many people looking to move to Colorado are from Texas, which has more restrictive laws. The relocated include parents wanting to find a welcoming place to raise a child to people in their 70s. The University of Colorado Buffalo soccer team is headed to the NCAA tournament for the second straight year. The team will play the Georgia Bulldogs on Friday afternoon in the first round in Athens, Georgia. CU finished the season with 11 wins, but faltered in its final games. The winner of Friday's game moves on to play in the second round after the 64-team field is whittled down to just 32. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's just about 5:06.